It's the User of the Year podcast show, telling you the things you need to know. All of them are right and some of them are wrong. None of them seem to feature in the song, but we'll just sing along. With your host, Whiskey Nick and Wigs and also Boko, we'll tell you lots of stuff and you will get to Noko. I can't think of a way to finish the song, so now it's done. So yeah, hey, it's the User of the Year preview show, Yeah, that's right. We got music this year. Good. Wakes is here with us.
That reminded me of like Three's Company or something, some sort of 80s sitcom. It's pretty good.
Probably based off of something. I'm not the company, so I'm sure I ripped something off, and I apologize to them. And yeah. Hey, Boko's here. Boko's pretty great too.
That was beautiful. The best thing I've ever heard.
So yeah, it's that time of year again, and it's starting today, and no one really knew.
Yay. Because we need to do live draws in the chat. Chris, you fucked that up.
Yeah, I'd like to go on record saying Chris has already done a worse job than Lefty.
Out of the bar is pretty low, so there's still plenty of time to surpass him. But for now, it's not looking good.
Oh, I'm sure he'll pass him by the end.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
Yeah.
Lefty is Lefty. But it wasn't a good start. You need live drafts because that's how the hype gets started. I can't think of a User of the Year in the last 2 years that I've cared with less hype than this one.
Right. Yeah, the hype's low right
now. I didn't know we were starting today.
But hopefully we'll kick that up a notch right here, right now.
That is the goal. And like right there, Boko, one of the premier users on the board, didn't even know it was starting. And I only realized after Luster had his little fit tonight about start times.
I didn't know Boko was in it until recently.
I thought everyone dropped out, to be honest. I figured I had a free pass to the finals against Wigs because there was no one else here.
Yay.
So I guess we should start previewing these excellent divisions, and excellent is the word. Wigs, what are your thoughts on the Inside Man division?
Inside Man division. Luckily, I've prepped this one beforehand, because otherwise I'd be staring at this one for like 10 minutes. I guess I have Fulmo winning, and I guess
Over that fucking dirtbag Luster?
Yeah. People will not forget his betrayal of you.
And his failure in the Brojo, and basically everything Luster did this year that was bad.
Actually, I had my initial Luster coming in third, behind KP.
Really?
But we'll see. I think he'll start off slow, maybe gain a little speed later. That's kind of my thought for now.
But Luster has the power hour.
He does have the power. That's true.
And
I did not
plans
consider.
On chugging Mountain Dew to...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because he's in the first match, and he was so excited that he gets to chug for his first match. Yeah, yeah, I'll give him a second. Sure.
And, of course, he's not bringing out the big guns yet, because he's saving his game fuel for round three,
of
I
course.
Think he said. Because, ooh. You know, caffeine is in that or something. I don't know.
Round three is where shit gets real, whatever round three is.
What's round three this year?
I don't know.
Oh, man, we should... Should we maybe just what the rounds are instead of...
I'm ready. Just keep round three is... I don't even fucking know. Okay. There's four users, and you split up ten points any way you... Oh, it's the plus-minus round. Okay.
Round one's what we're previewing. We'll talk about round three when we're previewing round three in a couple weeks, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we're all in agreement, then. Fulmo wins this division.
I don't think he just wins it. I think he thrashes it, not close. Like, he just blows second place out. Yeah.
It'll be close. I don't think Luster's going to be easy to beat, because Luster does have all sorts of existing going on.
We should do who gets last in each division, too.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. That goes without saying. Also, it's end of disc one.
Yeah.
What is username, please, just because of the not existing?
I have him.
Yeah, it could be him. Also, Great Paul's not popular.
Anna Garum is my could be interesting too.
I think Anagram is going to do better than Anagram, to be honest.
But yeah, Anna Garum will be Anagram.
Yes. Also, in that one, look for Koreyashi to do much better than you think he will. He has a lot of good faith going on in both the Hive and the Board 8 wrestling community right now.
It's true.
Yeah, I think he will get like fourth place in this division.
I think he could get third.
It's certainly possible.
I think he could get third. I think you're overestimating KP's power.
Holy shit.
Of course, none of us have mentioned Zen of Thunder, and nor shall we.
Except you just did.
Chuck. Okay. The next Steel Peach Bro Division. I think this is named after Commodore, even though Chris didn't name divisions after people. I don't know where the peach came from in there. Is someone from Georgia in that division? Is she from Georgia?
I don't think I know a single person from Georgia.
Okay.
Okay. Real life or Board 8.
Okay. Well, there we go. So we solved that mystery. I'm going to go ahead and assume we're all in agreement. Commodore wins that division easily. Shine second.
Yep.
And
I took that Chew for third.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Chew will surprise you this division.
I'm going to go with the last Obelisk in third, though I don't know why. Because I like him, sure. Because all of them are third.
He's cool. Who doesn't like Tilo? Achu usually does pretty well on these things, so.
I thought Achu usually gets like minus 160, or am I thinking of someone else? A UU? I'm thinking of a UU, never
mind. Yeah.
Sorry, Achu, I didn't mean to compare you to him, if you ever listen to this, and you might.
Hopefully.
So who do I think is coming last in that one? Kazbar?
Preston Starry.
I think Kazbar is worse than Preston Starry, so I'm going to speak to the people and tell them to give Kazbar your minuses, please.
Oh, no.
Also, is Ringworm possibly going to have Jenna Hayes assworms to back it up, or no?
Oh, boy.
That didn't really take off as I had hoped when we took over the Google lead for that. I was hoping it would be Paramore Twitter boobs all over again, but...
Not quite. Well...
Okay, well, that division seems pretty cut and dry. Wiggs, do you have any insight into it at all?
The second division?
Yeah.
Nope, I pretty much agree. I've got Commodore, Shine, Achu, and Starry in last.
Yeah. Boko, any...
I have some insight. Who is Ringworm? I've never heard of this guy before.
He's a stats guy. Just posting the stats topic for the most part.
He'll be bottom three. With Kazbar and, I guess, Preston.
He's an old-timer, too. He was also not around for a while, and I think he's come back recently.
He may get nostalgia votes, then.
Yeah.
Those are how Chris won last year. And pity votes.
So sore.
Hey, I actually lost to Wiggs, not Chris, so I have nothing to be ashamed of. Wiggs.
And I actually lost to Chris,
Wiggs
so.
Is a quality user. Yeah, but if I had faced Chris, I would have beat him. It's all that same fan base factor and whatever.
So then I needed to just face you in the finals, and we would have been all right.
Yes, then it would have been a much better finals, especially if Boko had been the third person in that final.
Yeah.
Then
you, Boko and I would split all the votes. I wouldn't want that.
Shut up! God damn. Okay, next division is the Washed Up E-Pop Superstars division. And I gotta say, this is a division that 5 years ago would have been division of the ever.
Yeah.
And
now...
Well, it's there.
Boko,
do you want to make your predictions first for this one?
Yeah, 5 years ago, let's see. I think Alti takes it with Ice Hawk in second. We're doing 5 years ago, right?
Oh.
Yes, we're predicting 5 years ago. No, I was hoping to get
2007.
No, it would have been 2008, Wiggs. Come on. Get with it.
Oh, fuck. It's 2013. Fuck my ass.
Okay, so I'm going to assume Sir Chris wins this division by, like, quadruple digits. Because
I don't know.
Well, what? Who else is going to do well in this division? Knee and Jackal both will do well. But they won't do amazing. Like, they are what they are, and they seem to be pretty constant year to year. They don't really go up or down. Alti is maybe at an all-time low. I don't know. He might not.
He is, but he'll still get a ton of plus votes.
I don't know what Icehawk... Like, Icehawk, he could come last, maybe, if Lado wasn't in this division.
And Swords 9.
Oh, and Urchu.
Swords 9.
And Xylo the Wolf, and Espel.
Oh, yeah.
Is Espel maybe going to get a Winry boost? Did that help? Did that whole thing against Tim Jab?
For sure.
Yeah.
That for sure helped.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then my pick is Espel to come second in the division because he got the most he got the most press this year, and people vote based on what happened in the year, not on
and recently
just random crap that,
I have Chris Ulti Knee, It's my top three. I have Espeon at seventh, but still advancing. And I have Swords 9 in last.
Don't have Vlado in last.
No, Vlado is eighth, though.
Okay, fair enough.
I think Jekyll is pretty well. You guys are underrated, Jekyll.
Jekyll, to be honest. Jekyll, I don't think there's anyone on the board that dislikes Jekyll.
I have him fourth. Ice Hawk fifth.
Oh, don't let Ice Hawk hear that, Wiggs. He'll get mad.
Ice Hawk, you suck, you fucking piece of shit.
I actually have Ice Hawk in sixth in that division, so it's okay. Just ahead of Urchu.
Yep, me too.
And then, of course, next round, we can get Sir Chris against Urchu for the third year in a row.
Oh, no. The second round is like, he's randomizing the divisions that play in the second round, so it's not necessarily the one you're next to.
He's in the same division. How could he even? Never mind.
Oh.
They can't. Right. Chris did this on purpose.
I'm so confused right now.
So if you had done a live draft, there wouldn't have all this confusion. People would know what's going on.
Things would not be so crazy.
All right, so we've come to a consensus. Chris wins that division, and then stuff happens.
Yes.
Swords 9, I can agree with that.
Swords 9 comes last. Excellent. The Eternal Rivalry division, named after me.
Oh my god.
This division is so full of users.
God.
This is terrible.
Oh my god.
Is this the first time you're reading this division, Wiggs?
Yes.
Oh, then you're seeing how glorious it is and how...
Oh my goodness.
Do you have any idea how much I plan on winning this division by? All of the points. All of them.
Okay, wait, it's starting to take shape. This is starting to take shape here.
Okay, well, while you're working things out, I'm going to go ahead and say I win this division.
I got you in last.
Wow, oh, jeez. What insight led to that?
I think G-Mon is going to take the world by storm and then take all your points. He's going to, do something in the next couple days, which is going to totally make him, totally overshadow you.
Oh, that's the fourth division, so that matches on Monday?
Monday, huh?
Oh, man, I do bad on Mondays, maybe. I don't know. Do I?
Uh-oh.
I might.
The Monday vote, not too good.
That Monday vote, that's right. We'll have to get Luster's, we'll have to check the trends on how I did last year. No, this division is terrible. I plan on winning it. Krasty will be second, and
yep.
I guess Leonhart 4 will be third.
Yep.
Senior House Mouse and G-Mon will battle for lowest score of the round. And
I have G-Mon squeaking it out, actually. I've got G-Mon in seventh.
What, over Not You?
No, over Not You and Mysterious Stan.
Oh, Mysterious Stan's so mysterious.
People are intimidated of him.
Dude, they're afraid of his mysterious one. What can he do? He could surprise you.
He could.
Boko, what do you think?
I think Wink has the bottom three right. SHM in last, and then not you and Stan battle it out for the second two.
Okay.
Yep.
That sounds about right.
Sure.
I got to credit you. These divisions are pretty stellar. I'm enjoying each and every single one of them.
Oh man, this is a good time.
This is the time. Division 5 is It's Still Real to Me.
Okay.
Sure. Wiggs, any thoughts on who might win this division? It's pretty stacked.
Yeah, I mean, well, obviously, I guess your top two are going to be 13 and Extha. I guess I'll take 13 in first. I'll take for now. I don't know, actually pretty close, I think, 13 and Extha.
I don't know, Extha did really bad last year.
Did he? I don't even
remember. All he did this year was rant about soccer.
Oh, yeah, he went to London and complained about how N-Girl didn't give him a blowjob or something.
Oh, I'm pretty sure she gave him a blowjob. It's N-Girl. I wouldn't put anything past her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she'd have to get pretty damn close to the floor to be able to get there, but...
Yeah, that'd be kind of hard, wouldn't it?
She'd have to face it. She'd be lying down.
Yeah, I'll take 13, and now it's like Extha. And third place...
Real.
Yes, Moogle.
Relo.
Yeah, Relo.
I'm going to go with Kate Wadman, a.k.a. Blind Hobo, because Pokemon Kate is a pretty big deal in the Pokemon Gauntlets and the Save My Pokemon contest, which is all I've done on the board for the last, like, month.
You think that's going to be a big voting factor this year, the Save My Pokemon click?
I think the Gauntlet clicks will matter, because quite a few people were doing the Gauntlets for a while, and honestly, when I think of the past year on Board 8, there has not been a lot of things.
Gauntlets have taken Board 8 by storm. They're the new Save My.
Which is,
I suppose,
kind of disgusting, because then the bad users got involved with them. I'm going to say Kate third, but it could be Relo or Santa RPG even. And yeah, Dark Young Link in last, like always.
It's got to be Tackfloid.
Tackfloid. People don't like Tackfloid either.
Yeah.
They'll fight for last anyways.
Yeah, the Tackfloid, Raiden, Dark Young Link, don't make it out. Everyone else, sure.
Really? You have newer Shadow doing better than Raiden?
Yeah.
Who's newer Shadow?
I think you're wrong, Wig.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, big Boko's right.
Oh. I don't know. I just thought that I don't remember Raiden advancing out of round one, like, ever.
Yeah, but I don't know who newer Shadow is.
I know him from Mafia. That's the only reason I have him out of the division.
Is Mafia still big enough to have a factor?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Boko, maybe you can speak on this more than I can.
Well, even amongst Mafia, he's not, like, very well known, so I don't think it'll help him at all.
I think he has a couple Wigs points.
Like, oh, shit. 3.5. I need to check. Tell us how many Wigs points we have so we can figure this out.
Oh, shit. I can tell you right now. I have this open.
We have Wigs right here.
Is he in here?
He's not even in there? Okay, he gets second last for sure.
What the fuck? He has 31 Wigs points? Well, he has 31 Wigs points.
He's that forgettable, you're saying?
That's less than me.
You don't even know who he is.
All right.
I'm going to go with he also gets a lot of minus threes from those people who strategically vote, trying not to make any enemies, so they downvote the guy no one's ever heard of.
Yeah, that's a big round one thing, isn't it?
You'd be surprised about how strategic those round one votes are. People have long memories.
No, yeah. I agree with you. You're totally right.
I am totally right, yes. So I think, yeah, that division, that'll happen. The only way I don't see 13 winning that one is if Chris catches him rallying. Since Chris has said rallying is okay until he catches you. Or something, which I assume is his 13 rule. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, a division that's actually got some people in it.
Hey, a solid division.
Wigs, you were drooling over this division earlier.
Yeah, I think this is the best division, the strongest division.
Division of death. Only the good die young.
Oh, yes. And there will be some young dying going on here. I have Mr. Tom the Bomb in first place, with Neon and Cobain battling it out. Second, third, I have Neon barely edging him out, though.
What? No, oh my god, what?
That's silence. I'm sorry, Cobain. But just like Lester, he's going to gain some steam later. I mean, these guys are all good. You've got former User of the Year winner in Neon. You've got all perennial powerhouse Tom. And, you know, Cobain just, he hasn't quite made that jump yet. You know, he's going to do it this year.
Wigs, No. No.
It made you speechless.
No. Oh.
This is your year to make the jump. This is going to be the year he's going to get, like, top 10. Right? Top 5, even, maybe.
Okay. First of all, you're forgetting about the Hive. No way in hell is Neon beating Cobain, because Hive mind voting will take over. Second of all, you didn't even mention Justin Crossing.
I got him in fourth. He's fine.
Neon isn't going to finish ahead of JC. Neon's not going to finish above Kalis. Yeah. Neon is going to battle Nay745 for fifth.
Yo, Nay's got this. Nay's got this by the ass.
Dragon numbers.
Yep.
And in the bottom three. Oh, God. Radlink's there, too? We're actually. Mm-hmm. Okay, so. Oh. Natwoff is out.
Yep.
RPG Gamer Zero is out.
Yep.
That's
kind of tough, see? It's hard to pick the third person that's out.
There's actually 8 users in here that I at least enjoy in some capacity. What the hell? I'm just going to say 8 is Dragon Numbers because his username is stupid.
Yeah, I like numbers, but I think he's got to be the eighth guy here.
I like numbers too, but yeah, his username is going to get him the negative votes. Maybe Nay. Nay might suffer from the same thing.
I think Nay will probably, unfortunately, not make it through, even though I don't like him.
Yeah, Nay hasn't really done much this year either. I haven't seen him around much.
Nay is in the chat a lot still, though. No, just hasn't been there.
I'm in the chat right now, and I don't see him.
His computer's been busted for like a couple months
right now. The only person talking is MSG, and it was 9 minutes ago. I don't agree with you at all there, Wiggs. Boko, you want to break the tie and settle this? Because I know you'll be correct.
I think he said he has Nay losing.
Well, I know, but I meant at the top of the division.
Yeah, it's Nay.
What are your top three?
I don't want to talk about that. Well, I have Neon Reaper in spot 1, 2, and 3 in this division.
Oh. Well, that's a prediction.
That is a prediction.
Okay, so Neon Reaper coming 1, 2, and 3. yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, no, that's a stacked division. My predictions could easily be wrong, but Tom will win that division for sure.
I agree.
Evil Dictator Debate Club division. Wow, here we have...
Oh, my God.
How did I miss this one in the pre?
This is the one. This is the one I was talking about before we started. This is the other awful division.
The worst division in the history of users.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb here and predict winner. Gigs.
Yeah. I got Gigs winning.
And if Gigs doesn't win, GTM will win.
Yep, I have that
too. I have GTM winning this one.
Wait for the last big name in this division, people. Private Biscuit 1.
Oh, that's an upset for me. I've got Naomi Diamond in third.
Oh my God. Is it possible that Stray Hacks advances out of this division?
He's getting all the minus threes.
Literally, this division is so bad, I could see people giving Stray Hacks the plus three just because.
It's possible.
Like, Lava Lord, Lieutenant Ketch, Muckmaster 2, Neo Elf Boy. This is a literal who's who of what?
Lieutenant Ketch, Muckmaster 2.
I hope my division ends up opposite this one in the second round.
Oh, God.
I can't predict this division. Stray Hacks last is the only thing I can say, and I'm not even sure about...
Yeah, six people did not advance.
Win.
And even though
I have Lava Lord also not advancing.
Out of this division, realistically.
Do you have... Okay, but do you have Muckmaster 2 advancing?
Yes, I do have Muckmaster 2 advancing. I guess I have Neo Elf Boy not advancing.
I guess. Yeah,
I don't know who that is. I've never seen that person post ever.
I've never seen half of the names in this division. And if I have, it's not been for a long time. Like, Lava Lord, I only remember from last year's user of the year.
Well, he's a mod, so he's not gonna make it.
Well, yeah, but last year didn't a mod do well? Didn't Team Rocket Elite come like...
Oh, well, yeah, but people like TRE, and he's a stats guy.
Sure, TRE is a good user.
People like TRE, people like Red, you know.
Nobody likes Red. He spent a week crying about getting his wisdom teeth out.
I remember that.
It was last week.
I remember things that happened.
Yeah, but I haven't actually heard of Lieutenant Ketch or Muckmaster or Neo Elf Boy.
Isn't that a different name,
Lava Lord.
What about who?
Boko?
You have Red 1350s.
Boko is lagging so much. He's like
an hour
behind this conversation. Oh, poor Boko. We appreciate your input, Boko. We love...
Yes, I agree with you that...
All right. So we're in agreement that division sucks, and honestly, who cares who wins or loses?
This division is a nightmare.
Yeah. This is a division that would have made fantasy really fun to have this year, because someone would have had to have won it. And actually, no.
Yeah, it would be a good strategy to take somebody awful, because you know they're definitely going to get you 1 point. Like, it's a good idea to draft, like, Lieutenant Ketch with your last pick, because you know he's going to get you, like, 1 point. Or Naomi Diamond.
Could this entire division lose in the second round, realistically? I'm thinking they could.
Yeah.
If they end up, you know, opposite only the good die young.
You know, the more I think about it, I think the second round is not even like division. I think it just looks at all the seeds. So it looks at like all the 2 seeds and all the 3 seeds and all the 4 seeds.
Well, realistically, do you? I could see this entire division losing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, none of those guys are going to advance. Like, maybe Giggs should advance.
Unless
maybe.
Giggs ends up against, like, well, actually, some of these other divisions are terrible. I shouldn't say they have no chance. There's some bad divisions this year, people.
Yeah, and you got to remember they're going to be playing. Giggs would be, like, against the 7 seed or an 8 seed or something. So ooh,
I have a good example of a bad division, and it's the next one.
Just like every division, you mean?
Yes, but this one does have a user of value. In it.
There is one user
There's
in this
one
division.
User who actually, this may be the runaway division of the year. I can't think of a more perfect example of there being one top 10 user and 9 people I've never given a fuck about.
Oh my god.
Okay, so last year, as you may recall, 13 set the record for most points in the first round or something. Something like that, anyways. I'm pretty sure Boko can beat it in this division. Because there is no one in that division who even deserves second.
You know, like, I don't even know, like, how to do the bottom at all. Like, yeah, obviously Boko wins, and I'll take KBM in second. And I'll take Lord of the Morons in third, because I think he does stuff.
Lord of the Morons should not be coming third.
Last
year, Lord of the Morons came 9th.
Oh my god.
Oh, Star Fox does have the Pokemon crowd going for him, so he might get the gauntlet.
Oh, he's one of those guys? Okay, and, you can put him like 3rd or 4th.
Yitterbium70 is in the wrestling community, sort of, so he might get that.
Okay, I've not seen either of those names before. I don't know what a Wickleby or a Sulfurdor is.
Isn't Wickleby like... I want it reminds me like Westbrook's retarded brother, but I don't think it's true.
Oh.
I don't know who Sulfurdor is, except from, like, where the source of the name is, but...
I think Wickleby is, like, what somebody miscalled Ron Weasley in Harry Potter once. They called him, like, Wickleby or something.
Oh, is Ron Weasley in User of the Year?
And his fake last name of Wickleby.
Oh, I bet he's gonna come last, because nobody likes Ron. Psycho Kenshin might advance in this division, I guess.
I think we lost Boko.
He's been in and out for the last 5 minutes. And that wasn't sexual innuendo.
Oh, if only it was.
I know, it'd be so much better if there was an orgy right now instead of talking about these bad
You know,
agents.
We can't shit out of this division. Who's out? Who loses?
Sulfurdor, Wickleby, and PJ Basis? No. Yeah, PJ Basis.
So Psycho Kenshin advances.
Yes, somehow. That's that division. I only know that Boko wins that one, and that I guess Lord of the Morons has a chance at the top 3. wait.
All right.
Do you have anything against that? I don't.
I'm good.
Okay.
With anything.
You want to start us off on the murder mystery division?
Oh boy, it's a mystery. Who's gonna get out of this division? Who's gonna? I don't even know what I'm saying. There's something about this division that's a mystery, and it's who's getting out and who's staying in. Zazie wins.
Yeah, yeah. It's down.
I guess. I don't want to say it. I'm about to say it. I don't want. No.
There's no way she's coming in second.
No. I was gonna say Palmer.
No.
Haggile. Palmer.
I think Chronic might do okay.
M-Zero could do well, too.
I don't think M-Zero could do well. Let's be honest here. Actually, in this division, he might. Junk Funk is hosting the Save My Pokemon thing, so there's that. Junk Funk has that going for him.
And yeah, actually, this division's not that bad.
It's a lot of mediocre names. I'll say that, except for Tiro Fog, who's probably going to win User of the Year this year. Who is Tiro Fog? Am I even pronouncing that right? Is it Tiro Fog?
No, you know what his thing is? His name, look, read his name backwards.
Oh, go for it. I know it's go for it, but
yeah.
Okay, that's his thing?
No, that's not his
I
thing.
I hope that's not his thing, because that's pretty shitty if that's his thing. He's out in this division for sure. Aswark is out, I would assume.
Yep. And I guess Tazzy.
No, I'm going to say Palmer is out. Maybe Tazzy. I don't know. I don't know if Palmer still is relevant. Like, does
not relevant, but it doesn't matter. Just, you don't. You that's more than enough to be the pass.
See, I don't know if M-Zero did really bad last year, but he has been around.
Yeah, but M-Zero has been around now for a while. People know him. He's in all the sports.
Does M-Girl still have a lot of bad press for being female and a bitch?
No. Damn. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
She'll get like third or fourth.
That's a shame. I like Tazzy, but yeah, he might actually not advance. This is sadly one of the stronger divisions.
Yeah, it's actually not awful.
It's not top heavy, but
no,
it's very middle.
It's pretty well rounded.
But anyways, Zazzy wins for sure, and Tiro yep. Fog for sure loses. Supercomputers have feelings too division, and somehow Luster isn't in it. It's an odd name.
It's for TRE. That's why.
Oh god, TRE did enter this year. I didn't even notice.
Yep.
Cool. C-Test wins this division. Actually, TRE might win that division.
Yeah, TRE gets all the stats votes, you know, and people do like him. He gets Pokemon votes, and he gets stats votes.
All the being the only good mod votes.
I think TRE will win. Boku, are you back?
Sort of, I think so.
Whatever you say.
He said sort of, I think so.
Okay. We are currently on the Supercomputers Have Feelings 2 division. And we are saying, debating whether C-Test or TRE is going to win it.
C-Test might win it depending on how much the Hive gets into this. I don't know. I mean, the Hive has been kind of apathetic towards everything lately.
Team Rocket Elite, don't forget. Yeah, Team Rocket Elite got 19th last year. I forgot.
Yeah, and he would have advanced in that round that he lost, and if we hadn't stuffed the nothing.
Nothing.
We certainly didn't push the entire Hive through to the top 10.
Oh, no.
We shot ourselves in the foot last year. We advanced way too many of us, and then we had split yeah. out horribly. We fucked ourselves over so bad.
Oh, that was fun. Nothing happens.
Who comes third in this division?
Coffee Ninja.
Oh, Coffee Ninja's there. I didn't even see him. Yes. Coffee Ninja. He's a good ninja. I didn't even notice him.
And you know I've got him fourth? This is going to be going now.
Swirl?
Nope. Leo 3 Leo.
Oh, he of the one great post ever?
The guy is funny, just in general. Yeah, what post are you talking about?
One amazing post last year before User of the Year, and everyone got so hyped that he could be like the breakout star, and then I never saw him do another thing.
Yeah, I remember that now.
Like, he had this amazing post, and everyone...
He said something about User of the Year. He was like, I'm gonna win it or something, right?
Yeah, it was an amazing post, that's all I remember. Like, it got people talking about Leo 3 Leo. He actually got drafted in fantasy last year.
Oh, yeah, like, I remember that. I think Tom drafted him.
Drafted by Tom. Doesn't really count.
In the second round.
Well, yeah, in the second round? Tom's pretty stupid. God, Tom is dumb. It's no wonder I beat him last year.
So who doesn't
advance? He also has the Mafia vote.
Yep, he does.
Some character loses in this division.
Some character loses. I think Psych Ward loses.
And Azure Zero.
I was going to say Hockey Dude loses, but people are going to see his name and be like, oh shit, Hockey's back, and they won't be able to minus him.
I think actually...
he has the perfect timing for his name and the season starting. Wow.
I think Hockey Dude is probably going to lose, and Psych Ward will advance.
Oh, no, Hockey Dude edges it out.
Hockey Dude has that I am a generic nobody name and I will get minus threes because it's an easy vote. Also, some character. Who? Azure Zero?
Yeah.
He's going to not advance.
Well. Yeah.
He's in the League of Legends topic, too.
Azure, some character, and Psych Ward. Don't advance.
I think Hockey Dude instead of Psych Ward, but I mean, Psych Ward's a good pick, too.
Sure.
Boko, do you have any surprises for the bottom three? Maybe Arc of Turus?
No, I think you guys are mostly right. Got it under control for this division, at least.
Perfect. And I didn't hear, did you think C-Test or TRE would win the division?
Oh, C-Test, for sure.
Oh, wow, Boko's pretty definitive.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go, okay, well...
So you think the reign of TRE has come to an end?
No, but, like, he's not a guy who just gets first place. He just is consistently, like, third place every single time until he gets to the top 20.
Third place every single round, all the way to the top 20. I like that.
That's fair.
He's definitely not coming third in that division, though.
Oh my god. Oh no.
Is the next division good?
If you put like 10 quotation marks around the word good, maybe.
Ooh, that's a lot of quotation marks. Exiled User of the Year Host Division. Oh, dear sweet Jesus, Lefty does it. Lefty's going to win this division!
No, no, he's going to get... Av wins. Av wins the division.
Oh, Aveware, yeah. Aveware will...
Yeah.
No,
he's
no.
The win.
You know what would be great about this division? If Lefty didn't advance.
That would be so embarrassing. That would be horrible.
No, both Endgamer and Lefty have to not advance for this division
yes,
to
both,
work out.
Both Endgamer and Lefty have to not advance.
I don't know. This division's not even, like... super awful. Like, I at least recognize all these names, except for Snake 5.
Super awful. Endgamer might win it. I don't think he'll beat Aveware, but, I mean, he might.
Yeah, he'll get second.
And when Lefty has a legitimate chance at coming top three, there's a real problem.
I think Luis beats out Lefty.
Why do people always think Luis Sierra has some kind of power?
He's just a nice guy. Like, people like him.
Yeah.
I always associate him with being friends with Liesel. And I don't even know if they are friends. I just associate him with it. Also, Snake 5555555555 probably going to come in fifth.
He's the greatest user.
I hope he comes in fifth.
I really do, too. He really likes number five.
Wait, what are those are S's and it's Snake's?
Oh, good call.
They don't look...
Oh, wait a minute. Places, but... There's exactly 10 fives, so maybe it's his phone number.
1 second.
Calling
5555. Give me a sec. Keep analyzing while I dial this.
Okay. So I have Av, then Endgamer. I'm going to go Luis in third, then Ganon and Lefty battle it out for fourth.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. And I think Ganon gets fourth, Lefty.
Yeah, I got Ganon
like,
fourth.
Like, honestly, I could see Lefty not advancing. Like, I could see it happening.
It says the numbers
yeah.
in service.
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah, there's no 555 numbers.
That would have probably been a really bad phone call if it
had Oh, Harrod just here. Harrod should be higher. I think I'll have Harrod
advance. Will Kirby to Master advance?
No.
Oh, no.
I think Kirby to Master doesn't advance. Snake doesn't advance. And I guess Cool Clyde doesn't advance.
Really? Ganon advances?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
for sure.
Like
Ganon does well, too.
I like Ganon.
Wait, I'm thinking of G-mon.
No.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
I think Articuno gives Cool Clyde a run for his money in the non-advancing crew.
I see Articuno posting in sports topics. And I don't
see,
cool
him
fight.
Coming a solid seventh in that division.
So, I've got Articuno there for name spelled wrong, by the way.
What? That's not spelled wrong.
Isn't it Articuno?
No.
Oh. Well, I showed sure enough my Pokemon.
God, Wiggs, you're costing yourself valuable points with the Poke crowd.
Shit. Ah, fuck.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with what you said about who's advancing and coming in the top three and everything. The I Hate Mercs So Much division.
Looks pretty
damn good.
Yeah.
So, we're all in agreement that Large Longsword wins this division, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Large Longsword?
He had the Save My Sword contest. You remember the Save My Sword contest?
No.
There was a Save My Sword contest, and the main voters in it were Large Longsword and Sword 7.
What about Swords 9?
Oh, that's what I meant. Whatever his fucking name is.
Oh, I was hoping that there were two guys whose name was Swords with numbers.
No.
In all seriousness, FFD wins this division, right?
Yep. FFD, yeah, yeah. And then Drac. That's...
Although, Drac...
Oh, whoa. Second is Shunin. That man is a porn fucking encyclopedia. He masturbates the second most on board 8. Shunin is coming second, trust me. He's got a lot of experience.
Yeah, I've got Jack second.
Grapefruit King third. Right?
Yes.
And then Shunin fourth, or maybe Jeff Rays or Divine Syntha.
Sitha or Shunin fourth.
Or Jahu Shake.
Guys, it's Sitha. It's not Sitha. It's Sitha. So get it right.
It's Sitha? Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, then he's coming ninth. Because I don't like his name being not pronounced correctly by me. Simoon is going to come 10th because I've literally never seen that used.
What a great name.
Who is that?
I have no idea.
Have either of you ever seen that username before?
I've never even seen it.
I can safely say I've never seen that user before.
Okay. Going to definitely come 10th then. I don't know who else is not advancing in this. I guess
Large Longsword is not going to advance.
Oh, but his username is so good.
I love Large Longswords, but and I guess I also don't have Jeffrey Reyes advancing.
Oh, but he's got the wrestling.
I think the Real Truth could also not advance.
That's true, yeah. That is true. The Real Truth is definitely not the truth. Boko?
Everyone else should make it.
Anything else, Boko?
I mean, I just hope that you can find it in yourself to have Large Longsword win this division.
You know, I think he'll get my plus three. He's probably going to get my plus three.
We'll I am see. Actually considering plus three-ing Large Longsword. Or at least plus two-ing, because honestly, FFD is the only person in that division, other than Shunin and his porn excellence. Actually, Shunin's getting my three.
There we go.
He deserves something for touching himself so much in a calendar year.
I agree. I think I have to agree with that statement.
I mean, that's pretty much all Board Eaters do, so he's kind of like the Board Eater. So yeah, that was a division. The next one, this
is pretty
this
decent.
This one has some excellent Mexicans. This is the Pokemon Fan Art Appreciation Division.
It's actually a pretty damn good division.
This is not bad. Considering what we have this year, this is pretty good. Green Gravy 294 is going to win it.
With Tsunami in second. With
you know what, you joke, but Green Gravy is my boy. I hope that he advances out of this division.
He won't.
It's going to be tough.
He won't.
Oh, look at the division. He might. Hey, he's a shot.
Who's he going to beat?
Well, he's going to beat What's Up Genius. What's Up Genius.
Is What's Up Genius Chronic?
I don't know.
Was it Chronic?
Is Chronic in this twice? Because Chronic's in this already as Chronic.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope Chris lets some people in twice.
And I think he can beat Tsunami. What number is that, Wiggs? That's 28.
28.
Takes me a second to get those.
Yeah. Tsunami 28.
Might be Brands on X, too, because honestly,
yeah.
Who?
Yeah, so, I think I actually do have What's Up Genius advanced.
Actually, I think because of this, Green Gravy is going to sneak out in last of the qualifiers.
All right.
Green Gravy could advance.
Good old podcast bump.
So let's otherwise, the top guys, I think you got to have a Big Pun in first.
In first, Maniac
Red
in second.
Second.
No, Maniac in second.
Maniac is killing in the UTA. Fifth. He's going to do well. That guy is the UTA this year.
Red will be third.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess Thundersheep fourth, yeah.
Yeah, Thundersheep.
Oh, no, God, Karo in 10th. Karo is coming last in that division. Fuck Karo.
Yeah.
Karo,
hey,
you suck.
Maybe it's up, man.
Karo will advance because people know him.
No, he's fucking terrible, though. He's a bad person and he should feel bad. He votes for Love Disc.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, you've made that public information now, so we'll see.
I did not actually vote for Love Disc. I don't pay enough attention to actually know.
Oh. But now you're right.
Don't pick Karo because he has different opinions than me, so. Yeah. Don't vote for him, people.
Okay, these divisions are starting to get a little better now, right?
Next division. This next division literally has three.
This is good.
Four,
this one's good.
Five. Six. Six. Wow.
Look at this. This is like a real division.
This
looks like a division from any other year.
Yeah, this is the real deal. It's like a round four division or something from last year.
Don't know that we would be seeing too many Super Saiyan Brohans in round four.
Nope.
And
more Logan Bells.
Whoa, wasn't Logan Bell the one who did Lemonberry Splash?
Is he?
Oh,
wasn't
wow,
he?
I don't.
Do people still remember that? If people remember that, he might advance out of round one. Otherwise, he'll lose.
Someone get that X-Men Auto-Tune song? I'm listening to that now.
Also, AZP 2K32 is not advancing, is coming in not first for sure.
Thoughts
on the winner there? Is
it gonna confuse me?
Is it gonna
AZP? I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
I think that the group of seven that advance are pretty clear. I think honestly, even if people do remember, that's who Logan Bell is. Like the rest of the division is pretty good.
Well, I don't know. I mean, War.
Oh.
No, you're right. Logan Bell's probably fucked, although if people do remember Lemonberry Splash, he could easily come like second because it was pretty popular. No, he can't come second because DP
didn't
the Rocker and
didn't Sep do Lemonberry Splash? Like I think Sep is on the card for that, right? I mean I remember Sep, I don't remember this guy.
I don't even remember users associated with it.
I don't even know if Logan Bell had anything to do with it, honestly. I just, for some reason, that name jumped off the screen at me with Lemonberry Splash. Maybe because they both start with an L and have a B in them.
My, how the mighty have fallen. Okay, I got my order here now.
Okay, so I'm thinking that Rock comes first. DP second. And
you say it? You're about to say it.
KCF third.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm similar. I've got DP first. I've got Rock second. I've got Ermine third.
I was thinking
Has
of
Volt
KCF fourth.
That far?
Say what?
Has Volt fallen that far? Like, what happened to Volt?
Oh, yeah, Vulch has fallen, I think, that far.
Did Vulch, I don't know, though. Vulch hasn't really posted on the board this year. And
Vulch IMs me a lot. I don't know if he IMs
a
lot.
Oh, that's the one thing Vulch might have going for him, is he does IM every single person on AIM every single day.
Yep.
To talk about literally nothing.
Yep.
I mean, I enjoy talking to him about sports sometimes, but like, when he starts messaging me about tennis or something... Like
I almost always talk to Vulch when he IMs me, and we'll talk about sports.
I'll talk to him about baseball and hockey and football and whatever, but like when he starts getting on about his weirdo sports, because he follows every sport,
yeah,
it starts getting a little tedious. But no, Vulch's big strength was always that podcast and his character and everything.
The very first time he was on, yeah.
He hasn't done that this year, so I think he's kind of, yeah, I see fifth being accurate for him.
Vulch has no longer been a gimmick for a while. He's been like a legit user,
yeah,
you know, for some time. So, but I have him like fourth or fifth. I think the whole, like, it's all pretty tightly packed between those, like, top. Once you go from like Ermine down to like FD, like Ermine, KCF, Vulch, FD, it could really be any order for those four.
Even more.
And War,
more,
yeah.
And War, yeah. I've got War 7th, though. Kind of solidly 7th. But I think but War can still do all right.
All right. So, sounds like we're fairly agreed on in that. Boko, did you have a different top three?
I mean, this division could go, like, they're all, like, solid mid-quarters that could go either way, but no one really stands out.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, so I think we all agree on the top two, and then after that, it's kind of a toss-up.
Yeah.
All right. Our next one. Wow. Chris can't spell for shit.
And in Soviet Russia.
In society Russia. Math problem.
Society.
Math problem solves you division. This division is in the running for worst division of all time as well.
It's not nearly as bad.
It's not as bad as the other one. It's not as bad, but it's still pretty bad.
It's not good.
Boko, you want Boko? You probably have the most expert pick of who's coming first in this one.
Well, I mean,
this is
first of all, I just want to say, I like how convenient this division is. All the guys' numbers aren't going to advance, so it's really easy to just pick it.
Oh yeah. I don't know. That's SSB Darren might beat Del Saban.
Maybe.
And I mean, oh god, Rakaputra is going to advance.
Yes.
Heroic Gamma Ray actually got to like round 3 or 4 last year.
Yeah, people like
they?
HGR.
You know, the division is actually named after him, I think. HGR.
Really?
Oh, because he went to Russia. He was in Russia for a couple years.
Oh. Wow, a division named after HGR. That's pretty terrible.
Oh man. Is the day.
So yeah, I agree actually with Boko about the bottom three, although Del Saban may challenge.
Yeah, I agree. That. I think SSB is eighth though, but yeah.
first in this division, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say Jeff Zero.
Oh. Really? No way. DFS.
I'm even going different new guys. I'm going Mr. Anri first.
Oh, Princess Anri still exists. I thought Anri had to close his account because the Redskins won the division. Or what did he have to commit?
He had to commit suicide
because Anri's okay. Anri's gonna get the death vote because killing yourself probably.
We'll all remember you, Anri.
This
division is dedicated to you.
No, I'm still picking Jeff Zero.
I've got Anri football Jeff Zero in my top three.
I would be shocked if you guys didn't win this division. You guys are both wrong.
Dr. Football Factor is pretty strong.
It's true. Both Anri and football are like big sports guys too. So man, that
football
might
could
something.
Win it. Jeff Zero could win it. I guess Anri could win it. I even could see Heroic Gamma Ray winning it just because he does have this devoted fan base of lunatics.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're lunatics, but he has a big fan base.
Yeah.
And actually,
I think
who's
up for Edwards to do pretty well too.
No. Nobody likes Edwards. Edwards doesn't like Edwards.
I'm gonna say Edwards is gonna do decently.
Edwards will come fifth in that division.
I got him fourth. But
okay, well, fourth is good too. Raka will come sixth, and then those other four guys will split the vote for the bottom.
Okay, this is the first division where we're all split on who wins. I think we need a wager or something.
On who the winner of that division?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that would be a great division to make some account bets on. Or testicle bets, or wigs. I will bet you 5 wigs points that Jeff Zero wins that division.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take Anri. I'll take Anri. You'll take Jeff Zero.
And Boko's got football.
Boko, you want to be on the 5 also? So we each have to give. Are we each giving 5?
Put 5 in the pot, and whoever wins gets 15.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. Yes, this division matters now. Oh man.
All right. There we go. So I got 5 on Anri. Boko's got 5 on football. Nick has got 5 and Jeff Zero.
Man, I'm fucking pumped for day 12 now. Oh my god.
And if HGR wins the division, then we all lose our wins points. We each lose 5.
All right, that's fair.
Okay, yeah, sure, why not? Everyone loses.
Everyone loses.
Or no, that's day 14? That was day 14.
It's a while. I hope you remember. I'll make a note of it.
Mark it on the Wigs document.
I'll mark it.
Oh, this next division is the most stacked division of the... the most top-heavy division,
It's pretty top-heavy.
It's very top-heavy. Are the Father Division, which is the best name of a division this year, easily.
Oh, Locke's division name.
Yeah, you know, SG finished higher than Locke's last year, and there's this other guy in the division who came, like, second or something.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Although, I'm thinking that the R being all in caps is probably a nod to Wiggs, because he does often say the word R.
I am a pirate in my secret life.
Yes. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say Wiggs wins this division.
Ah, thank you.
MSG second, and Locks on the strength of being Locks will come third, despite literally doing nothing this year.
Sounds about right to me. I don't disagree.
Angelo fourth, Menji fifth, maybe Menji fourth and Angelo fifth. I don't...
Sounds good. Keep going.
There. Jonah Leon 6th, maybe?
Yeah.
And FF Addict 7th?
No.
No, you don't think so?
I'm going to go with Septile.
No, Septile Solar is coming 10th in that division.
I'm going Strife. I think I'm going FF Addict for 10th. I don't know who he is.
FF Addict played Borderlands with me a little bit.
Really?
All I remember about him.
So does he have your plus one?
No, I have three. I have three of my best friends on Super 8 in this division. My top three is set. Everyone else isn't getting shit from me.
Oh yeah.
And I actually am pretty sure most people's top three is going to be Locks, MSG, and Wiggs. So I don't. Anyone I guess could sneak in because no one else is going to be getting points. Like Menji and Angelo will get their points, but after that, it's probably
after the bottom five. It's hard to pick who's not going to make it to those bottom five. I think.
Like even I'd say I'm pretty confident in Jonah Leon advancing, but everyone I know that likes him also likes Locks, MSG, and Wiggs, and Menji. Yeah. Like it's one of those things where some shitty people could maybe actually advance just by virtue of having someone care about them.
Right, I'm gonna go with the non-advancers being Strife. Sejanus, and FF Addict. I'm going to go with Septile Advances.
Stripe came out as a troll today, too. Just a heads up.
Wait, what?
In case you didn't see his topic.
Wait, he trolled today?
No, he came out as a troll.
Oh.
Really? Topic, I am a troll.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Publicity stunt? I think so.
Hey.
I guess Stripe's active in the wrestling community. Nick, would you know anything about that?
Yeah, people generally dislike him in the wrestling community.
Oh, okay.
Like, when he says he's a troll, he's not lying. He's pretty trolly.
I feel like I've been swindled then by this guy.
Oh, no. Swindling Boko is not a way to get over with the fan.
Yeah.
I'll take revenge on him for you, Boko.
Yeah, okay, so everyone is minus threeing Strife 2 because he made Boko's life slightly worse.
Oh, Boko.
We all love Boko.
I've been looking at his social topic. The Strife changed them level 2. And I had no idea this guy was a troll the entire time.
That's not good. This man's taken advantage of our Boko.
We can't have that.
We must destroy him! Okay.
Destroy.
So yeah, that division's pretty cut and dry, I think.
Oh my god.
This next division is...
Oh my god.
Is Dante's to lose.
Oh my god.
Get last place!
Okay.
So, what division is named after?
Everyone who's not Dante?
No, but like, realistically, like...
Dr. Pizza.
Mario
Samus. Oh, wait, no, like Mario Samus. Oh, wait, no, Speed Yoshi. Oh, wait, no, FF6 Man. Oh, wait, no, Martin FF7. No, Pokalicious. No, no. Okay.
So, oh, shit, Han's in this division?
Han's coming second.
Oh, that's a redeeming factor. I didn't notice Han was there. Okay.
Dante first, Han second, Warning Crazy third, Master Plum fourth, maybe Master Plum third, Warning Crazy
fourth. I got
Plum
third. But yeah.
And then after that is six of the worst users in the history of the board.
Speed Yoshi is not as bad as Yoshi fan.
That's true.
Unless
that is
Yoshi's
true.
Confused here.
Link Mario Samus in last, Dr. Pizza in second last, and someone, FF6 Man in third last, or Speed Yoshi in, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with the last two.
Probably Speed Yoshi.
Poke probably
advanced.
Poke
advanced,
right?
Just because he's not offensive.
FF6 Man probably advances, because I've seen that name sometimes.
Well, hasn't the guy been on the board for, like, years and years?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Plus, he started playing Mafia this year.
He got
year,
Ion
so.
Having FF6 in his name.
Isn't
it? It's true. FF6 is a good game.
It is.
You know what's not a good game? FF7.
What? That's a terrible opinion.
Nah, it's okay. I just don't... But... Oh, shit.
So,
okay, it's okay. Can't lose my cred.
Oh, who cares? No one's listening to this anyways. By this point of the podcast, only the extreme hangers-on are still here. Hi, Luster.
Hi, End.
Hi, Luster.
Shout out. Guys, plus three.
How's it going, Chris?
Vote plus three.
Oh, yeah, Chris is listening still at this point because he wants he cares a lot.
We're allowed to rally. Yeah, plus three, that's all, guys.
It's not rallying if we're doing it on a podcast.
Yeah.
It's
always
a different form of media.
Yeah.
The last division in round one, and this is a division of extreme excellence, I must say.
I'm excited for this division.
There's truly a empire state of mind in this division. If there ever... Oh, man,
this happened.
How are these two... Chris rigged this. There's no way those two are in the same division.
Oh, I don't have any doubt that Chris did some rigging.
Anyways, So dead last in this division, to no one's surprise, will be Tim Jab. Because he managed to top himself this year and be even worse than he's ever been before.
Sounds about right.
I want to say Seth G comes second last, but I don't know who Kev Waffles is. Death Backwards is probably not going to do well either, and neither will Crazy Is Good.
Crazy Is Good is a football guy. I guess third is probably DSR. And fourth is probably Jay Dizzy.
What, third last or third place overall?
Overall.
Oh, okay. I was like, DSR is not third last. That doesn't make any sense.
No, no. I said, I guess I have. I don't know how. See, Krim hasn't been around in a little while, right? So
Cokes wins.
Yeah, I'm just saying Cokes obviously wins. I'm just thinking about like in the second.
Crimson may still have enough cred from last year to do well, because Crimson is literally the best female user on the board. It's just she hasn't been around.
The next three are some combination of Crimson, DSR, and J Dizzy.
No, you're wrong. Actually, my pick for second in this division is McFlubbin.
McFlubbin?
I am dead serious. McFlubbin is going to be the surprise star of User of the Year this year.
This division, someone's going to need to do something crazy
McFlubbin
to get a hold of
this. McFlubbin is
going
to come second because McFlubbin is the man with the best opinions on Board 8. His opinions are better than my own, and I don't know how someone can have better opinions than the person having the opinions. Like, the very definition of opinion does not allow that, and McFlubbin manages to do it.
Crazy is Good finished 209th out of 220 last year.
Okay, so he's not advancing. So Tim Jab, Crazy is Good, and Kev Waffles, bottom three?
Yeah, Sefg, I think Sefg advanced out of round one last year.
Sefg's not as hated as Tim Jab, despite being Tim Jab Jr.
I'm going to say Cokes, Krim, DSR, top three.
Cokes, McFlubbin, Krim, DSR fourth, although that could... I mean, Crimson's kind of a wild card. J Disney fifth, Sefg sixth, and Death backwards.
You know, if J Dizzy were around more, J Dizzy could easily take
second. J Dizzy's a very good user, just I haven't seen him this past...
Yeah, he has needs. If he posted more, he could easily take second.
Boko, any thoughts?
I think that kid can dance. Have you seen him dance?
What's that?
Boko, you want to take a guess at what he's saying?
I think he's saying that he loves Wiggs, and Wiggs is going to win User of the Year this year. Thanks, Boko, I agree.
That is a pretty bold prediction. That is pretty good. Okay, well, I think that covers our Division 1 predictions. So now let's make some more bold, wild predictions. Wiggs, who's going to win User of the Year this year?
Drum roll, please.
That was a drum.
It's going to be... Cokes 311.
Really?
Is my early game pick for User of the Year.
That's not a pick I would have thought you would make. But it's not a bad one. Cokes does do consistently very well.
He does a lot. Music topic. He's in the chat. Posts a lot.
It's true.
Sports fan. He's got it all going on.
Plus, he's pretty attractive.
Oh, yeah.
Which adds a lot.
Terrible. That's the worst prediction I've ever heard.
Boko, who do you think is going to win User of the Year?
Anyone but Cokes.
Oh.
Anyone but Cokes. That is a much wider spread of people.
I actually think you're going to win this year.
Who, me or Nick?
You.
Wiggs?
No, Nick.
Oh, well, thank you, Boko. I think you're wrong, but thank you anyways. I don't like my chances. I've made a lot of enemies recently.
Yeah, but I guess Chris doesn't really have too many enemies. I'm thinking about some of the winners.
I don't know. I just...
he does have some.
My incredible amount of involvement in the Hive, in that I basically am the mouthpiece for it, kind of gets me a lot of hatred. I do put myself at the forefront of making a note that the Hive is totally working together to destroy the dreams of everyone except for the Hive.
Depends what some of the later formats are. If some of the later formats benefit, like... strong negativity, you could be in trouble.
Let's see. We've got Extreme Boot and Immune in round 6.
That sounds like something that...
that
could
sounds
be
like it could be bad for me. Golden Parcel round is good for the Hive, depending on who's in divisions. Yeah, I mean...
I'm always pretty shaky in the Golden Parcel round.
Yeah, I don't know. depending on how this extreme boot and immune works, of course, that's the top nine. I might not even make it there. I don't know. I don't have
to. Yeah, just like boot and immune, except it's one, instead of one and one, it's one and two.
Anyways, I appreciate the sentiment, Boko. It was very nice of you.
How about you, Nick? Who do you got?
Oh, God. I have been going back and forth on two users for the past 5 seconds. On the one hand, we have last year's winner, Sir Chris. Because honestly, I feel like Sir Chris is just going to keep winning every year at this point. I mean, he did just as much this year as he did last year, which was nothing. No, Sir Chris isn't going to win. My top two, I honestly think, is either you, Wiggs, or 13, depending on him not getting caught in his route.
13's not a bad pick.
13 would have... Well, he wouldn't have beat Chris last year, but if he gets away with his rallying, because rallying's legal this year, people, until Chris decides it's not. Yeah.
And it's obviously you're not gonna be allowed to like get people from like outside of board eight to vote. I think
Chris said you're allowed to rally board eighters.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I don't know if 13's gonna obsess over it, but knowing what I do about 13, he will probably end up obsessing over it. And if he does it smart, 13 is a pretty dedicated guy. The only person I think that could out-rally him is Chris, and I don't think Chris is going to rally himself in his own User of the Year.
Alex opted out of User of the Year.
He accomplished everything he ever needed to last year. He rallied himself to third.
Yeah. He
so, yeah, Wiggs is my safe pick. 13 is my if-he-gets-away-with-rallying pick. Not saying that 13 will rally for sure, just that he probably will, because it's allowed.
it's allowed,
so I'd assume he would. I'd rally if I cared, but I just can't. Although I am doing a podcast about it, so maybe I do care. So there you have it. One of those users will win. Probably not me, but I mean, hey, Boko's a good guy, and Boko did grant me one of his loves once, so.
Boko could win User of the Year.
Boko will not win User of the Year, and here's why. I don't know. I can't think of it.
Oh, I would love to hear this. Go on.
Well, see, here's the thing with Boko. He's pretty much the most lovable character on Board 8. And because of that, he just can't win because he doesn't need it. He's already so loved. He doesn't need to feel more loved. I don't know. Boko's a good choice,
nice.
Too. Honestly, this year is pretty up in the air, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, and there's never been, you know, since, you know, you've now removed Chris from the pool, assuming you're going no repeat winners.
Chris could be the first repeat winner, because all the other people who've previously won have pulled out, or are Neon, or Endgamer. And Endgamer, I mean, yeah. This year's pretty up in the air. I really feel like this has been a not very important year in the history of Board 8. And last year was very obvious. Chris was going to win from day one, pretty much. So, yeah, I don't know. Is there anything else we need to talk about for User of the Year on our preview show, or should we wrap it up and say...
Winners and losers, one post winners. Oh, wait, that's that other show. You know, never mind. No one post winners, no winners and losers.
Second, let me find some one post winners.
You want to do one post
winners? I found one. Okay, Mr. Smart Guy has posted. Why does no one in Fire Emblem Awakening have feet? I can't believe I'm having to even ask this question.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's great.
I'm so glad that was posted 2 minutes ago.
Oh, thank you, MSG. Thank you so much.
Thank you, MSG. Other one post winners quickly. Oh. Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate Box Art posted by Shine. And there's just a link in it.
No, that's hilarious. Here's a good one. This is from Ganon1025. Numbers ranks 100 song singular, 100 song you submit it. Inside the topic. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, right. As if.
Oh, man. Okay. I want that. Who made that topic?
Ganon.
Ganon is my winner for the week. Oh, wow. If you click on page 13 of board 8, the last topic.
Whoa.
Is a one post winner.
I only get 8 pages.
It is a poll. It is a poll. And how many votes did this get?
I'm going to vote on this right now.
It got 3 votes.
I'm going to vote on this right now. Oh, shit. I don't know what I want to vote for.
Oh, man.
It's from Dark X, and it's about Pokemon TCG. It's like, what set is awesome? I don't know.
I've never even heard of this. I got to bump this.
Clearly triumphant.
I'm bumping this.
I voted for... Oh, I was the second vote for triumphant.
I bumped it.
I like the base set.
I'm stacking triumphant now. I'm yeah.
Oh god.
Triumphant is up to a huge triumphant. poor Undaunted is just not doing well. Yeah, so I think that's probably everything for this episode of the User of the Year podcast show. Which is a very creative name I came up with. I'm pretty proud of myself.
Great name. Great name.
Oh, wow, here we go. We got another one post. Wigs ruined it.
Suck it, Boko. Boko made a post. I just posted in this topic.
Love Boko. Aw.
Post
it. So sweet.
Why does Nick, huh, what are you being? I ask myself that every day.
Pretty much. So, Wigs, while I've got you here and while we're still recording, R.A. Dickey. On the Blue Jays. Remember months ago when I told you that was going to happen for sure? And then it did.
Yeah. I know. You just treat him well. You know, enjoy him.
I stroke my dickie every night.
Take him out to a nice dinner every once in a while.
All right.
So, you know, give him some love for me.
All right. So
send it out. My boy Jose, too.
Yes, I know. We'll be back with our round two predictions, probably, with the User of the Year podcast show. Wigs will be along with me. Boko, are you going to be around for that too?
Oh, for sure.
Excellent.
All right.
So we've got a permanent cast here, and maybe we'll bring someone else along. Who knows?
Yo, we'll have some guests.
Ice Talk might show up. Endgamer could be here.
We
could have...
Who's ever online at Skype on the time, we'll just invite and see if they want to
come
along.
Just like tonight. We'll just come online, and whoever's on is who's on the show. That's how it'll work. Oh, we could have got Big Bob. Big Bob's a fucking riot. Except he's not the User of the Year, so he doesn't get to be.
Maybe we'll have Ermine next time.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I don't have an outro song prepared. Wigs or Boko, do either of you want to sing for the people?
Can we close our intro song? That song was beautiful. I want to hear it again.
Yeah, I want to hear it again, too. We want it, Nick. We need it.
Nick, please, give it to us.
I don't think I can sing the intro song for the outro.
Can you do, like, a jazzy, like, outro version of it?
This was the User of the Year podcast show, telling you the things you need to know. All of them are right and some of them are wrong. I can't remember the rest of the words to this song, but you can sing along with your host, Whiskey Nick, Wigs, and Boko. Something, something, something. This is the end of the show.